Good evening, everybody, and for the first time in the 2013 football season, we bid you welcome from Jarvis Memorial Field in Saugatuck, where the Indians host the Hartford Indians in a Southwestern Athletic Conference crossover battle. Eric Michaels is our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for week number four of the 2013 season between the 3-0 Hartford Indians and the 2-1 Saugatuck Indians. The first meeting between these two schools since 2008. Both teams had tough battles last week, while the Hartford Indians were able to emerge with a 14-7 victory over the Blackhawks of Fenville at home. The Hartford Indians were the victory. The Saugatuck Indians are coming off their first loss of the campaign, a 27-20 setback at Decatur. As we mentioned, it's been a long time since these two rivals have met, and it's two of the strongest programs in the league. The Hartford Indians, of course, along with the Martin Clippers, two schools that have already got a state football championship trophy in their case, with Hartford winning their crown back in 1993 as the undefeated Class Double C champions, and Saugatuck is 3 years removed from going to the Division VIII finals at Ford Field. Overcast sky, 72 degrees. We have a wind coming from our right to our left, so it might be a little bit of a factor today as these two teams who like to run with the football will be doing battle. We'll hear about the Saugatuck Indians momentarily with head coach and athletic director Bill Dunn. But when we come back, we'll get the latest and get a look at a team that we haven't seen for a while, the Hartford Indians, through the eyes of their principal and head coach, Dave Janecki. He's next on 92.7 The Band and online at 92.7theband.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and online at 92.7theband.com. It's the Battle of the Tribes, the Hartford Indians and the Saugatuck Indians over at Jarvis Memorial Field. We'll hear from Indian coach Bill Dunn momentarily. But it is my pleasure now to talk to the principal and head football coach of Hartford High School, Dave Janecki. And Dave, first of all, congratulations on a fine 3-0 start. And as you've looked at your team so far, what things have really stood out in order to get your team off to the best possible starts, which is 3-0?
Well, we have good senior leadership. And, you know, and ever since I've been here at Hartford, the thing that we've stressed is we're going to go where our seniors take us. And this group of seniors that I have has done a wonderful job, not only during the season, but in the off season. That's really when it starts. You can't come out in August and start winning football games. You know, you have to be doing things all winter long and all summer long, and these kids have done that, so I'm happy for them.
How much of it is momentum rolling because you've got three straight years of playoff qualifiers and 21 wins in the last three seasons speaks of a program that has a solid foundation?
Well, we do feel like we have a solid foundation, and I think it even goes back, longer than the 3 years. We've made the playoffs, I believe, 7 out of the last 8 or 8 out of the last 9. And if you look at the total program, they've been very successful here for a long time. So it's something that's really expected. And the kids know that, and I think it helps push them.
Dave Janecki, question I've asked some of the coaches around the SAC so far this year is what gives? It looks as if the SAC South is just beating up on the North outside of one win by Saugatuck in Marcellus. It's been almost a complete pitching of a shutout. Is it just a cyclical thing or what?
Oh, I think so. You know, it is small school football, and, people are going to have their ups and their downs. You know, you have what you have. It's not like everybody's getting a lot of move-ins or school-of-choice kids. Sometimes that's just how it goes. There are good coaches in the North, too. And, I remember when I got into this league, it wasn't that long ago that, Goebbels was, wiping everybody up. So it just, everybody has their ups, everybody has their downs.
Challenging game tonight, but before we do that, talk about that hard-fought win over Fenville, because certainly the Indians got tested by a Blackhawk program that is slowly recovering over a lot of situations, well-documented, of course, but certainly that was a tough test for your team.
It was, and we knew it would be going in, and that's something we told the kids. As a matter of fact, as you mentioned, a lot of well-documented things, but one of the last times, that we got beat by a North team was on our field about 4 years ago, and the quarterback of that team was, the Leonard kid. And we knew coming in that Mitch was going, his younger brother, was going to be quarterback in this team and would want to come down here and put on a good show. And I think he rallied the guys around him, and they gave us a heck of a fight. But, again, you know, I was proud of our kids. They handled adversity well, and we found a way to win.
Dave Jarnecki, we have not seen in Saugatuck the Hartford Indians football for a few years. So for those who are coming to Jarvis Memorial Field tonight to watch this Hartford-Saugatuck matchup, what things should they look for from your Indian team?
Well, if you're talking about specifics, you know, we are a run-oriented team. You know, we're going to keep the ball on the ground and try to keep the clock going and then try to keep this game close tonight. But, you know, overall, I think you'd see the same thing that you'd see every week, whether you came to Hartford or whether you went on the road. You're going to see a bunch of young kids that are going to go out. They're going to go fast. They're going to play hard. They care a great deal about football. They care a great deal about each other. So, you know, it's a program that we're very proud of and hopefully makes the town proud of.
One final thing, Dave Jarnecki, I know that each team is different. Each team has different personnel, different strengths, different weaknesses. But as you looked at last week's film of the Saugatuck game against Decatur, and it looked, being there myself, was the fact that the Raiders sort of wore down the Indians as this game goes along. Is that a blueprint for beating Saugatuck, or do you have to do certain other things without letting all the cats out of the bag to be able to get a victory tonight here in Saugatuck?
Well, obviously, we're going to have to do a lot of things well. Bill does a real good job. You know, him and his staff with getting his kids prepared, and I know they take a lot of pride and put a lot of time into it also. But, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, they only have 15, 16 kids on the roster also, and hopefully if we can stay close or keep the game close and maybe wear them down a little bit, maybe the ball will bounce our way. So without letting the cat out of the bag, that's part of the plan.
It is the first time that the Hartford Indians and the Saugatuck Indians have played football for some time, but Dave Jarnecki has seen and gone up against Bill Dunn in the past, and they'll renew their friendship and then their rivalry on the football field this evening. Dave Jarnecki, good luck to you and the Indians, not only tonight, but also the rest of the season through, and of course, good luck to you as you guide the operations as principal of Hartford High School.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it and appreciate what you guys do.
All right, when we come back, we'll hear from head coach Bill Dunn as we preview the Hartford Indians and the Saugatuck Indians, a battle of tribes in football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. After three games to begin the campaign on the road, the Indians finally return to Jarvis Memorial Field to welcome the Hartford Indians. It's been a while since the two tribes of the SAC played in football. But Coach Bill Dunn, let's just say absence does not make the heart grow fonder. This is probably as tough a team as you had faced when you had faced them earlier a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. They're a tremendous program, and I have great respect for Coach Jarnecki. Not only is he a great coach, he's a friend of mine, and we have great respect for each other. But he coaches his kids up. It doesn't matter the size or the ability or whatever it is. He gets the most out of his kids. And this will be a well-played, tough physical game in my mind.
All right. I will say this, though. He does have one thing up on you. You're only the athletic director and the head coach. He's the principal and head coach. You know, he's got a little bit more on his plate, too, I think.
Yeah. I have to listen to him if he happens to give me any orders. So, right?
Anyway, you know, we all know that Saugatuck High's principal, Tim Travis, steps on the sideline from time to time, too. So,
yes, sir.
All right. Let's talk about last week for a moment or so. After looking at the films, after sort of dissecting what your team did or maybe to a certain extent did not do, what was worked on this week to try to get the team back on track?
Well, we had a tremendous first half, as you know, and that was a great, great performance by our kids. But you got to give Decatur a lot of credit. They've got, you know, plenty of kids on their sidelines, and all those kids can play. Joe Groh's one of the best in the business as far as football coaching and that kind of thing. And we just, you know, we didn't execute as well as we did in the first half. And when we had an opportunity to make plays, we didn't do that in the second half. And they took advantage of some situations and got the best of us in the second half.
How much can you have to tell the kids, hey, we can't use the excuse of running out of gas as an excuse, because it did look from up in the press box that Decatur just wore down the Indians, but I know that's something you don't want to use as an excuse.
No, I don't. I don't like that, and our kids have to be in physically better shape. But
us as coaches, we can utilize some of the players that we have on the sideline, including Damian Waldo, who's a pretty good defensive player, and we got to utilize him to give Andrew Block and Cam White some breathers, and Connor Rasmussen's another defensive end that we can rotate in there as well. So we as coaches can do a better job of giving those guys some breathers in the second half.
Some concerns on the Saugatuck sidelines a week ago when Tanner Nutting got laid out on the kickoff that was eventually returned for a touchdown. How's Tanner been? Obviously, he was good enough to goalkeep the soccer team to a victory, and he'll probably be ready to go tonight.
Yeah, that just goes to show you how valuable Tanner Nutting is to our program from a special teams standpoint. Nothing against my son Blake, but he is a freshman, and Tanner's as good as they come in the state as far as I'm concerned. So having him back makes my life a lot easier when we're thinking about special teams. He's a great kid.
And one other thing, too, and you just mentioned the fact that your son had to do the kicking as a freshman. Tanner Nutting is the last link to that team that went to Ford Field, and he's been in pressure situations a lot. That's invaluable, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, he's been there from day one for 4 years and has been a tremendous kicker for 4 years under some difficult situations. And I think back of the semifinal game against
Fulton Middleton,
and he had a couple key kicks there. But pressure guy that performs well under those conditions.
Talk about Andrew Block for a minute, because he had a fumble recovery, slowed up Decatur in the first half, and maybe wore down a little bit, but he's been an anchor on that wall.
Yes, he has. He anchors our offensive line from the center spot, nose guard, or defensive tackle in the middle with Cam. But, yeah, he's big, and we have to have him perform well. Hartford loves the inside spin trap, and those two guys' three techniques have to be huge.
Last week, of course, was a situation where Saugatuck was facing a team that likes to run. Same thing this week, I assume?
Yes, sir. They love to run. They play great defense. They get after it. They'll throw the ball maybe 3, 4, 5 times a game. So we have to have a great a performance up front by our DNs and D tackles, AJ and Joe Shishagwe, Cam, and Andrew.
And finally, weather conditions might not be the best as this game starts, but let's just say right now, the way the Indians normally play, weather conditions usually not that big of a factor, especially playing on, finally, the home turf over at Jarvis Memorial Field.
Gotta love the home turf at Saugatuck. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, whether we have rain or not. That surface handles rain real well, whatever the conditions are, we're going to give it our best shot.
We will talk to Bill Dunn after the game, and that interview will be a podcast on our website at 927theband.com. We'll have it up overnight, and we'll talk to Bill Dunn then. But we wish the head coach of the Saugatuck Indians and his team the best. Bill Dunn, thank you very much for joining us.
You bet, sir. Thank you.
When we come back, we will have more from Jarvis Memorial Field on 927 The Band and 927theband.com.
With 11:54 to go in the first quarter, Indians set up shop on the right hash, first and 10 for the Tribe. On their own 20-yard line. And the Indians will go with a single man in the backfield. That is Joe Koscielski. He'll get it up the middle past the 25-yard line, running very hard, and gets it to about the 26-yard line. The 6'4", 220-pound senior has a nice 7-yard gain, second down and 3 for Saugatuck at the 27-yard line. Blake Dunn, the 5'10", 160-pound freshman, is at quarterback. Alex Anschutz, the 5'11", 160-pound sophomore, is now jogging off the field, and Jake Koenig, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior, comes in with the play from Bill Dunn. He is at one halfback position. Indians now in their more traditional T formation on second down and 3. Handoff goes to running back Alex Segovia, and the 5'10, 155-pound junior tries to go behind the blocking of center 6'1, 245 senior Andrew Block, and gets a couple of yards to the 29-yard line. It'll be third down and 1, the first third down challenge of the night for either side. The ends, Austin Phillips, the 6-foot, 185-pound seniors at one end. The other end is Joe Shishagway, the 6'2", 175-pound senior. As we mentioned, Andrew Block is over the ball at center. And over center is quarterback Blake Dunn in the T formation, third down and 1. Handoff goes to Koscielski, but was hit as he received the ball. Good tackle was made by senior Gilbert Lopez, who shot the gap and drops the running back Koscielski for 2 yards. So it's a 2-yard loss back to the 27. It's 3 and out on the first possession for Saugatuck. And Tanner Nutting, who suffered a mild concussion last Friday night, was cleared to play on Thursday, and so he will be in uniform and is now ready to go back to handle the punting chores. Back deep to receive the punt, Casper Avalas and William Trevor. Penalty marker flies as the side judge comes in. Might be an illegal substitution against Saugatuck. Indians hurt themselves with five major penalties last week in Decatur. This is a five-yard setback for the Tribe. And so it'll mark the ball back to the 22-yard line, making it fourth down and eight. Tanner Nutting on the season is averaging 26 yards. Nutting, it is first punt of the season. He did not punt the first two games. He drives the man back, that is Nick Goodson, to his own 40-yard line. He was in it for 42, and down he goes after maybe a two-yard return. Andrew Block with the tackle for Saugatuck. The punt will go to the Hartford 41-yard line. So, therefore, 39-yard punt by Tanner Nutting, his first of the season. First and 10 for Hartford at their own 41-yard line with 9:56 to go in the first quarter. And they'll open up with junior Nick Goodson at quarterback. The running backs are senior Casper Avilas and junior Miguel Melgoza. The pitch will go to Avilas around right end, past the 40, past the 45-yard line. Bulls his way to about the 49-yard line before he is knocked down by Saugatuck's Gord Jordan Mitchell. The ends, junior Chance Smith and sophomore Chris Gage for the Hartford Indians. Alex Kipp, the senior, is the tight end. The center is junior Bert Saldana. Senior Jacinto Ariola and senior Sebastian Chavez are the guards. The tackles, senior Timothy Spires and senior Gilbert Lopez. Three wideouts to the left, one man in the backfield. Marking out singles Goodson on second and two. Draw play gets absolutely nothing up the middle. Three Indians are there, led by Austin Phillips, as Mendoza gets the ball really a yard. So it is third down and two. And so it's Hartford's first third down challenge of the night. Third down and two for the Indians. Saugatuck with Andrew Block and Cameron Wright at the tackles, A.J. Starring and Joshua Shagway at the ends. Austin Phillips, Nick Sputsky at the outside backers, Joe Kuselski in the middle. Third down and two. One man in the backfield, Goodson behind center. And he may have drawn Cameron Wright offside with the cadence. And the Indians already with two penalties, and this one is a gift first down. So Saugatuck with 2 5-yard penalties, but this one does hurt. First the ball in the Saugatuck territory at the 46-yard line. First and 10 for the Hartford Tribe there. Indians in the secondary, Jake Koenig, the senior, and Alex Segovia are at the corners. Alex Anschutz and Blake Dunn are at the safeties. We see Jordan Mitchell now in for Segovia at one corner. First and 10 for Hartford at the Saugatuck 46. Hand up the middle goes to Melgoza. Gets off of one tackle, moves forward past the 45 to maybe the 44-yard line, initially hit by Andrew Block, and finally knocked down by Cameron White. We'll mark the ball at the 43. It's a gain of 3, second down and 7 for Hartford. Ball middle of the field. Hartford moving right to left in their road white jerseys with Kelly Green numerals and Kelly Green pants, white helmets with the Washington Redskins-style logo, all in green on each side. Indians in their home royal blue uniforms. Second down and 7. Back to throw on the delay as Goodson throws over the middle and is dropped to the fingertips. He was trying to find Alex Gibb. He had gotten behind the secondary. A better pass and it would have been 6-0 Hartford. So Gibb got behind the defensive backs, Dunn and Mitchell. But the pass was a little bit over his head. He got a fingertip on it but really couldn't haul it in. So it's third down. And this officially becomes the first third down challenge for Hartford tonight. The Indians gifted one on a penalty. 7.5 minutes to go, first quarter, scoreless here in Saugatuck. Wide out to the right is Chance Smith. Two tight ends, man in a slot in the left. Option, nothing doing there as Goodson was the carrier. And in came Joe Kuselski to sniff it off as Goodson wanted to option right. And Chazelski knocks him back to the 44. It's a loss of one. So it's fourth down, and we'll call it a long eight. And that means it's punting time, and Chance Smith, who is the punter, will come on in to handle the chores. Indians will drop Jake Koenig and Alex Segovia normally back. And Koenig now drops back along with Blake Dunn. They'll trot back to about their own 15-yard line. Chance Smith will handle the punting chores. He's standing at his own 45. Decent snap. Wants to go for the right coffin corner. Blake Dunn gets it at his 10. Runs right. Penalty marker flies. It's going to go against Saugatuck. Alex Anschutz trying to get up some clearing for Blake Dunn, who gets it to the 19-yard line. It's a 9-yard return, but the marker is down at the 9. So the Indians, who had penalty problems last week in Decatur, find the laundry going against them once again tonight. Illegal push against Anschutz, and that will put the ball, I would think, at the Saugatuck 5. With 6:30 to go in the first quarter, outside of the Saugatuck gift penalty, it's been three and out both sides. Four-yard punt by Chance Smith. So the Indians will start up at their own 5-yard line. First and 10. Full house backfield. Dunn hands it up the middle, and it goes to Kaszelski. If he didn't get spun down by Casper Aviles at about the 13-yard line, he had open field in front of him. Quick hitter, good trap blocking for Saugatuck, and it moves the ball to the 16-yard line. And the Indians get their first down on an 11-yard run by Kaszelski. Joe was held last week to just 76 yards after peeling off 159 and 110 in the first two games' yardage totals, respectively. First and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 16-yard line. Kaszelski up the middle again, still at his feet at the 25, finally dragged down as he gets to about the 29-yard line. Tackled by Miguel Meldoza. Meldoza with the tackle. But this time it is a 13-yard gain to the Saugatuck 29. Two first downs on consecutive runs by Kaszelski. Hartford's defensively, two down linemen, two tackles, Tim Spire and Gilbert Lopez, Alexander Hamilton, Matt Holgren are the ends. Miguel Meldoza and Christopher Gage are the outside backers. Reyes Lopez, Brad Martin are the inside backers. First and 10 for Saugatuck, ball on the right hash. Moving left to right. Handoff is kept by Bill Dunn. Option left, and he fooled Hartford to the 35. Left side to the 40. Finally knocked out of bounds by Meldoza, but not before Blake Dunn, in fooling the Hartford Indians, who went for the first give to Segovia. Blake Dunn runs it to the 45-yard line. So that's a 16-yard gain and a first down. Indians with three straight rushing first downs on consecutive plays. Hartford's inside, we mentioned the backers, now the corners for Hartford, Casper Aviles and Nick Goodson. The safety is Chance Smith. Indians in their traditional T formation offense. They've used the pistol on the offense so far this season as well. On first down, handoff goes to, and it's Alex Anschutz. And Anschutz moves the ball past midfield into Hartford territory. Indians in enemy territory for the first time. Gets it to the Hartford 47-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2. And after going 3 and out in the first series, the Indians have gotten the running game going. First with two strong runs by Kaszelski. A nice bootleg left by Dunn. And now a good hard run by Anschutz off of right tackle. Second down and 2 at the 47 of Hartford. Dunn keeps it. Goes around left end. Gets it past the 40, 35, down at about the 32-yard line. Again, it was Meldoza who had to make the tackle out of the secondary. They'll spot the ball at the 33. It's a gain of 14 and a first and 10 for Saugatuck. Clock resumes running, 5:11 to go first quarter. Clock stops for a minute. Injury situation, Meldoza leaves the game. It's an equipment situation, not an injury situation, so Meldoza will get some work from the training staff over at Hartford across the way. Indians in their royal blue, white numerals, trimmed in orange, white pants, blue, plain blue helmets. On first down, handoff up the middle goes to Kosowski. Veerster is right to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Joe Kosowski went up the middle, then veered to his right, went down the right sideline, and it's a 33-yard touchdown run for Kosowski. And the Indians draw first blood. It is 6-0. The sixth rushing touchdown of the season for Joe Kosowski. A six-play, 95-yard drive. Very impressive for Saugatuck. Tanner Nutting back in action after the concussion of last week. Blake Dunn will hold. The long snapper is Cameron White. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is square and true. Six plays, 95 yards. 1 minute, 39 seconds off the clock. The Indians have a 7-0 lead on Kosowski's fifth rushing touchdown of the season, a 35-yarder.
There's always something going on along the lakeshore. Check out our community events calendar at 927thevan.com.
And also observed at Southwestern Athletic Conference sites tonight. And there are home games at five other sites tonight. But a moment of silence was held in memory of Al Lachelle. The Indians and the rest of the Southwestern Athletic Conference mourn the death of Al Lachelle, of Lachelle Photography of Fendrell. We've talked about him on our broadcast. Al succumbed last Saturday while taking images of a cross-country meet at Fenville High. Al gave a lot to the entire conference, including operating the league's official website as the league's official photographer. And there'll be a memorial service for Al Lachelle, Fendrell High School, tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. So the Indians draw first blood with that 33-yard touchdown run by Joe Kosowski. A very smart offensive series, and the Tribe have a 7-0 lead. But his first kickoff of the night for Tanner Nutting. Hopefully he'll be a lot better than his first kickoff last Friday night when he was targeted by Decatur and got knocked out of the game. Good strong kick by Nutting. Lands in the end zone. Touchback, first and 10 for Hartford. They'll set up shop at their own 20-yard line with 4:51 to go in the first quarter, and Saugatuck leading by a score of 7-0. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. First and 10 for Hartford. They're on the left hash at their own 20-yard line. That's where they want to start the ball. And the pitch out to the right side to Casper Avila. Gets around right in, past the 30-yard line. Blake Dunn finally has to drag him down at the 35. You've got to keep the Hartford runners contained between the tackles. You get them loose around the ends, and this is what happens. A 15-yard run for Avilas, and it's Hartford's first down that they have earned. The other first down was by a penalty. First and 10 for Hartford at the 35-yard line. A big first down for the Hartford Indians to sort of slow down the Saugatuck momentum. Avilas coming off, he had 149 yards 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago against Martin, 217. 2 weeks ago against Goebbels, two touchdowns in both of those games. On first down, the handoff up the middle, breaking a couple of tackles is Casper Avilas. And he finally is knocked down past the 40 to about the 41-yard line. His given name is Daniel. They call him Casper because he runs as a ghost, and that time he was elusive as one. Breaking a couple of tackles and getting the ball to the 41-yard line before he was knocked down. Gain of 6, second and 4 for Hartford. Clock running, 3:55 to go, first quarter. 7-0 Saugatuck. Hartford with its second possession. They got the ball to the Saugatuck 43-yard line before their first drive stalled. Second down and 4. Two wideouts to the right. Quick toss. It's a backward pass. It's almost knocked down, but Avilas has got it. Past midfield and finally tripped up as he gets a first down. Almost intercepted by Jordan Mitchell, who diagnosed the play well but didn't get to the ball in time. Finally knocked out of bounds is Avilas. It's technically a run, and it moves the ball to the Saugatuck 47-yard line, and it's another first down for Hartford. Both teams with Indian monikers, and they've been targeted by the Michigan Department of Education, the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, who have asked the U.S. Department of Education to withhold federal funding to both Saugatuck and Hartford Highs, as well as other schools that have Native American nicknames. On first down, option left side goes to Elgoza, and Miguel gets around left end, past the 45, gets it to about the 41-yard line. Andrew Block was in that tackle for the Saugatuck Tribe. Gain of 6 on the play to the 41, second down and 4. We're expecting both teams to pretty much keep it on the ground tonight. That has been their modus operandi. And when we talk about the Hartford Indians' rich football history, especially under the guidance of Coach Dave Janecki. Second down and 4 from the 41. Ball to left hash. Unbalanced line to the right. Pitch goes to Mel Goes and tries to go around right end. Does. Gets past the 35-yard line. He'll move the sticks on the first down as he's finally knocked down by Austin Phillips. But it's now good, strong blocking by Hartford on this drive. It moves the ball to the 33. It's a gain of 8 and a first down, the fourth first down of the game for Hartford. Trying to respond to Saugatuck's 33-yard touchdown run by Joe Koszewski by trying to get into the end zone themselves. Wide out to the left. That's William Traver. Now it's 3 wide outs. Traver is joined by a couple of teammates. One man in the backfield, that is Mev Goza, quarterback. Goodson behind center, barking out signals. Tries to draw Saugatuck offside. They get back in time. Hand off Mel Goza up the middle. Runs right into the arms of Andrew Block, and he doesn't go much further than the 31. It's a gain of 2, and it's second down and 8. As we mentioned, these teams haven't met since 2008. They've only have 2 ever meetings, both in SAC play. Hartford won here in 07, 28-20. And then beat the Indians down there 33-0 in 2008. The only 2 previous meetings between the schools. Second down and 8 from the 31-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Back to throw goes Goodson. Throws on the right side, and it is complete. And down to the 2-yard line is Chance Smith. He split 2 defenders with that pass. Blake Dunn was going for the interception. Alex Segovia was behind. But the pass was perfectly threaded by Goodson on the right side, and it's first and goal for Hartford at the Saugatuck 2. It's a 29-yard gain. First pass, 1 for 2 is Goodson, and this one is almost a touchdown, as Chance Smith had to sort of dive to get it. Had he not done so and kept his feet, he would have had a touchdown. First and goal, 1 wide out to the right. 2 tight ends, unbalanced line, barking out signals, Goodson pitches over now to Bell goes on, he gets it off of right guard into the end zone, touchdown Hartford. So Miguel Melgoza, who stood for the 2 touchdowns in last week's win over Fenville, responds for Hartford after the Saugatuck touchdown, a 2-yard run, and the Hartford Indians are a point away from tying this game. In for the conversion, left-handed kicker Mark Resendez is a junior. Kick is up. Kick is good.
Mark Resendez, number 89.
Resendez is how they pronounce it up down below. So that is completing 8 play, 80-yard drive. And it was a very good drive for the Hartford Indians. It took 3 minutes and 26 seconds off the clock as Miguel Melgoza ran in from 2 yards out. For Melgoza, it is his seventh rushing touchdown, because he had a rushing touchdown 3 weeks ago against Martin, 215 rushing and 3 touchdowns 2 weeks ago against Goebbels, 153 rushing and a couple of touchdowns. That's all the offense Hartford needed to take care of Fenville last week, 14-7. Seventh rushing touchdown for Miguel Melgoza. Your home for Hope College football is 92.7 The Van and online at 92.7thevan.com. All the exploits of the Flying Dutchman with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Conference calling all the action. Catch the Ron and Jerry show tomorrow at 12:40 as the Flying Dutchman hosts Wisconsin Lutheran at the newly named Reagan Sue Smith Stadium. Very exciting play on 92.7 The Van at 92.7thevan.com. So each team has bloodied the other on their second drive of the day. Resendez, the left-footed kicker, will tee it up. High kick, somewhat short. 13-yard line, Alex Segovia runs to his left. Past the 20 and down he goes at about the 21, Casper Aviles. wasn't going to take a deke that Mel Goza tried to use in the open field. So it'll be first and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 21. We'll mark it at the 22 with 1:17 to go in the first quarter, and Saugatuck and Hartford tied at 7 apiece. Indians will go to the T formation as they normally do. Shagway tight end to the left. Tight end to the right is Phillips. Phillips backfield. Dunn, second back through. That is Anschutz. And sniffing that play out for Hartford is Christopher Gage. The sophomore drops Anschutz at about the 24-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 for Saugatuck. Blake Dunn has not thrown the ball yet today. And we're seeing 9 in the box defensively for Hartford. It's a T formation for the Indians. Blake Dunn, double fake, now has it. Left side, past the 25. Spun down at about the 29-yard line. The freshman been successful with the deke and then rolling out to the left. This time he gets maybe 3 on the play to the 27. It'll be 3rd down and 5. Alex Kerner comes in with the play. We'll see if Saugatuck can get a play in. Should be able to before the end of the quarter. We've had a wind of about 12 miles an hour blowing from our right to our left to begin the game, but the flagpole to our left is now limp, so it doesn't be a factor now. On 2nd down up the middle, Koszulski to the 35, cuts back to the 40, looking for a block, spun down at about the 45-yard line. Strong running. Koszulski, instead of trying to choose his jets down the left side, tried to get a couple of blocks and unfortunately got spun down into a tackle at the 46-yard line. That's a 19-yard run to end the first quarter. Joe Koszulski, Miguel Melgoza have exchanged touchdown runs after 12 minutes. Saugatuck 7, Hartford 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and online at 92.7thevan.com.
In Saugatuck.
We begin the second quarter. Saugatuck moving right to left or west to east. And it's 1st and 10 for the Tribe at their own 46. And up the middle, Koszulski, pass midfield, breaks a couple of tackles. He's to the 40, 35, 30, one man to break. Beaten, he won't be able to beat him, but not before. He moves the ball to the 18-yard line. It was Casper Avilas who basically fended off an effort by Koszulski to stiff-arm him. But a strong run by Koszulski moves the ball into Hartford territory at the 18-yard line. 36 yards on the run by Koszulski. Up the middle, then veered left to Joe, the senior fullback. Indians under some confusion right now. Anschutz and Koenig are in. Normally one of the others out, but right now the Indians, different formation. Bootleg right goes done. He'll keep it, cuts back inside, gets to about the 15 before he is stacked up and stopped there. We'll see if the officials will give him the forward progress of 3 to the 15-yard line. A little confusion on the play. Normally, Alex Segovia stays in, and Koenig and Anschutz are the ones that are the messengers. But there was a little confusion on the play. The Indians did get some positive out of it. The ball is at the 15-yard line. 2nd down, and we'll call it 7. On the right hash, Indians trying to respond to a Hartford touchdown. A 7-7 tie. We're underway 2nd quarter. Done. First handoff through is Joey Koszulski. Hit as he wanted to go off of left guard. Veered left and moves the ball to the 11-yard line. Gain of 4. 3rd down and 3 for Saugatuck. They are definitely within Tanner Nutting's range. Nutting, as we mentioned, unavailable last week after the kickoff after Saugatuck's first score. It was cleared to play and has a couple of has a kickoff already in his can and in his book, and also an extra point. And the first part of the season on 3rd down, handoff goes to Segovia, trying to go off of left guard, does not get the 1st down. Reyes Lopez, the junior, stopped him at about the 10. 4th down and 2, gain of 1 on the play. Saugatuck now 0 for 2 on 3rd down. And decision time for Bill Dunn. He'll keep Tanner Nutting on the sidelines. Indians will try to get the 4th down conversion here. They were good last week, especially in the first half. I mean, against Indicator. 4th down and 2 from the 10 of Hartford. Saugatuck and Hartford tied at 7. Dunn First back through, Koszalski. Trying to stretch for the sticks. He might have gotten the forward progress in. Brad Martin, the inside linebacker, hit him, but I think he got it to the eight. That's what he needed to do. We might get a measurement. Depends on the spot. The spot looks favorable. And they are going to move the sticks. It is a first down. Indians convert the fourth down try. First and goal for Saugatuck at the Hartford eight. Indians will go to their T formation. Koszalski at the fullback. Segovia to his right and shoots to his left. Blake Dunn barking signals. Dunn fumbles the snap. It's snapped up by Alex Segovia. That almost was a turnover. We've had some difficulties in the first couple of weeks with the quarterback center exchange. Blake Dunn a little quick off the snap, and that was the case here. Segovia got it, but it's a 2-yard loss back to the 10, second and goal. We'll see if that play breaks up the Saugatuck momentum, and we'll see the pistol offense for the first time. Short, sort of back to throw goes done. Tosses on the right side for Segovia, and he led Alex a little bit too far on the right flat. Incomplete. Christopher Gage was right with him, though. So it's third down, and Saugatuck 0 for 2 on third downs. Third down and goal at the 10. As we said, the pistol offense for Saugatuck, they've been stalled this year for Blake Dunn at quarterback. And it's sort of a very short shotgun formation in the sense that he stands maybe about three or four yards away from the center. Has one man in the backfield, and this time it is Andrews. Wes Webber, wide out to the left. Three wide outs to the right. Penalty marker. No, whistle blows. And before the ball gets snapped, Dave Janicki wants to call timeout. He calls his first of his three with 8:23 to go in the first half. And it's a 7-0 tie. Indians getting their score on a 33-yard touchdown run by Joe Koszalski with 4:51 to go in the first quarter. Hartford responded on a 2-yard run by Miguel Melgoza with 1:25 left to go in the opening stanza. Saugatuck High football returns next Friday night on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. It is the Southwest Athletic Conference North Division opener for the Indians as they welcome the Bloomingdale Cardinals to Jarvis Memorial Field. We'll be on the air at 6:40 for Saugatuck High football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. As we mentioned, the North and the South have been playing pretty much interdivisional play for the first month of the season. And outside of wins by Saugatuck and by Goebbels over Marcellus, the South has simply been dominant over the North. Hartford, Decatur, Lawton, and Waterville all at 3-0. Marcellus at 1-2. Lawrence, as we mentioned in an earlier broadcast, playing eight-man football for the next 4 years, so technically they're out of the conference in football. While the SAC North, Saugatuck at 1-2, Goebbels and Bangor at 1-2, Saugatuck at 2-1, Goebbels and Bangor at 1-2, and Fenville, Martin, and Bloomingdale winless in 3. Third down and goal from the 10, and Dunn is back to throw. Rolls left. Under some pressure, is going to be yanked for a minute, keeps his feet, but then finally will be sacked down at the 15. Give full marks to Matt Hallgren, who grabbed a piece of the jersey of Dunn and really gummed up the play. It's a loss of 5, and it's fourth down and goal from the 15, so it's Tanner Nutting time. Nutting has already hit his only field goal attempt of the season. He'll try it from the left hash. At the 22 is where Blake Dunn will spot the ball. 32-yard attempt. Long snapper for Saugatuck is Cameron White. Dunn will hold. Nutting trying to make it a 10-7 game. Good snap. Kick down, kick is high, kick is square and true, field goal is good. Tanner Nutting, a 32-yard field goal. And the Indians now take a 10-7 lead with 7:34 to go in the first half. Good drive for the Tribe from their own 22 to the Hartford 15. And it's an 12 play drive. Coaches love those long drives there. 38 and 35, that gives us 68, 73 yards, 12 plays, 73 yards. And it took 5:43 off the clock. Sorry, I have to do the math. on the air, but we try to do everything here as we can. 12 play, 73-yard drive, took 5:43 off the clock, and Tanner Nutting booted a 32-yard field goal. He's 2-for-2 on field goals so far this season. But it's a victory of sort for Hartford as they saw a first and goal at their own 8-yard line and basically did not yield another yard after that. Big matchup in the season, as last week's was for Saugatuck, in the sense that they're facing a team that is expected to do well in the Sac South, and a victory would be nice in terms of playoff points. Tanner Nutting has the ball at the 40-yard line. Back deep to return to kick. The middle man is Miguel Melgozzi, standing at his own 5. Now he drops back to near his own goal line. Nutting will kick a grounder to the left side. It is scooped up by William Traver. He finally has to roll on the ball because he was sort of muffling it for a moment. So, William Traver with the return. They call him Skyler, but his given name is William, so it'll be first and 10 for Hartford at their own 24. Their third possession, down 10-7 with 7:23 to go in the first half. Way out wide to the left is Chance Smith. Two tight ends, slot on the right side. One tight end, unbalanced line. Option flipped over now to Casper Aviles. Round left end, past the 25 to about the 30-yard line. And shoots with the tackle for Saugatuck. Gain of 6 on the option left. So the Indians, who have seen the spread and have seen similar offenses to theirs in the first 3 weeks, now facing a team that's playing a little option football. Wide out to the right this time is Skyler Traver. An unbalanced line to the right. The pitch goes to Melgoza, hit as he tries to go around right guard, and down he goes. I see A.J. Starring in the middle of that mix, but not before Melgoza gets into the 32. It's a gain of 2 on the play, third down, and 2. 0-for-1 on third downs for Hartford, with 6:23 to go in the first half, down 10-7 to Hartford Tribe against Saugatuck Tribe here in Saugatuck. Unbalanced line left side now. Barking out signals is Goodson. He'll pitch it left side over for Aviles. Aviles hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. He needed to get to the 34. He isn't going to sniff of it. Bottom of the pile. I see Andrew Block. I see Cameron White. No gain on the play. It is going to be the second 3 and out for Hartford. Actually, the first one was technically not, because Saugatuck had committed a penalty. So Hartford will send Jan Smith out to handle the punting chores. His first punt was 34 yards. Dropping back deep, Blake Dunn along with Alex Koenig. They'll stand inside their 40. Whistle blows. Saugatuck may have had too many players on the field, and that's exactly what it is. Bill Dunn will have to burn the first of his 3 timeouts because of some organizational problems with 5:29 to go here in the first half, and a 10-7 Saugatuck lead. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sports, and others officiate simply because they love being around kids. Some got tired by complaining about officials and actually did something about it by becoming one. Become a registered high school game official. Call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee, and they'll help you with training if you have not been one. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Eric Michaels, our producer, back in our studio. I'm Gary Stevens. We're at Jarvis Memorial Field for the first time this season after 3 road games. The Saugatuck Indians, home for the first time, 2-1, the report card, facing the 3-0 Hartford Indians, and they're leading at 10-7. Each team has now burned a timeout here in the first half. And on fourth down now, the Indians deploy their punt return team for the second part of the game for Chance Smith. He's standing at about his 21-yard line. Decent snap. No pressure. Right-footed booter. High kick, but short. Drifting to the right. Bounces at about the 35 of Saugatuck. Gets a Hartford roll. Stays in bounds. Goes inside the 25. And will be down at the 21-yard line by Casper Aviles. So a good roll on the punt for Hartford, And the Indian and the Saugatuck Indians set up shop first and 10 with 5:14 to go in the first half, and they'll spot the ball at the 21-yard line. So 18 and 29, 47-yard punt, thanks to the roll by Chance Smith. So first and 10 for the Saugatuck Indians at their own 21-yard line, ball on the left hash. T formation for Blake Dunn, the freshman quarterback. And the handoff goes to Koshelski off of left guard. Gets past the 25, knocked down by Nick Goodson. But not before he gets to the 26-yard line. A good 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 for the Tribe at the Hartford 26-yard line. Now, this is one of those games where you got to use the, you know, you got to use the full team name because both teams share the Indians moniker. Tough test for Hartford there, and a real whistle blows. Official, the referee, is instructing Damian Waldo to come off the field. Maybe an equipment situation or what, but he'll have to sit down. Nick Putzke will come in to replace him. Normally, Bill Dunn likes to rotate players on defense and keep the same players on set on the offense. So Putzke will go to right guard. A.J. Starring switch over to the left to replace Waldo on this play. On second down, the handoff goes to Anschutz, tries to go behind the blocking Putzke, and got really nothing on the play. No gain on the play. Third down and 5. Waldo is now back in after the one play. Not certain why the umpire had asked Waldo to leave for the one play, whether or not it was an equipment or some other difficulty. Seeing the clouds break, the sun set on the clouds now. Very pleasant evening, warm evening for the last Friday of summer on the calendar. In the pistol is quarterback Blake Dunn. And he goes back to throw. Throws right. He's got a man. And it'll be a first down. That is Segovia past the 30-yard line. He's out of bounds at about the 31. 32-yard line is where it's spotted. He needed to get to the 31. He gets a gain of 6 on the play before he's run out of bounds. First and 10 for Saugatuck. Blake Dunn's first pass is complete. Second pass, I should say, is a completed one. First and 10 for the Tribe. Clock stops with 3:58 to go in the first half. 10-7 Saugatuck lead on a 32-yard field goal by Tanner Nutting. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. T formation for Saugatuck on first and 10, ball on the right hash. Handoff goes to Koshelski. Bounces off left guard. Fumble the football. Has to go back to get it and does, but not before he gets to the 40-yard line. He got knocked off the ball momentarily, but he had the quick presence of mind to get it and recovered his own fumble. But not before he moves the ball to the 40, a good 8-yard gain. And what we're seeing right now with Saugatuck on second down and 2 is if they get the ball past the line of scrimmage, they're able to make some yardage on it. Again, the umpire has called stoppage of play, and he's looking over the Hartford side, and that's because one of the Hartford players needs to tie the shoe. And in high school sports especially, they want the players properly equipped and fitted. So Nick Goodson gets the shoe tied. They stop the game to make sure it is tied and ready to go. Second and 2 from the 40 for Saugatuck. Ball on the left hash, T formation for the Tribe. Delay handoff, it's done. Left side, 45-yard line. First down, tries to stay unbounded, but not finally knocked down by Goodson. But before he gets the first, not before he gets the first down, I should say, to the 49-yard line, and Saugatuck has it first and 10. At their own 49-yard line. Bill Dunn would love nothing more right now than to milk the rest of this 3:04 off the clock. 10-7 Saugatuck lead. They led at the half 20-7 indicator, but couldn't do anything in the second half. On first down, it is Koshelski. Bounces off one tackler, veers left, gets it into Hartford territory. Finally knocked down by Tim Spires, but not before he gets into the 47 of Hartford. Gain of 4 on the play, 2nd and 6. Clock running, 2:43 to go in the first half. At the half, we'll have the numbers for you, the MHSA perspective with John Johnson, and a look at Saugatuck Sports. On second down, it's Alex Koenig with his first carry of the game. Up the middle, he goes. past the 45 to about the 43 before he is stopped by the middle of the Hartford line. Gain of four on the play, third down and four. Well, third down, I should say, and we'll call it a long one, two. They have to get the ball to almost the 40, to Saugatuck. Up the middle, Koszalski. Gets it past the 40, finally dragged down by Gilbert Lopez, but not before he gets it to the 38-yard line. Strong running of 5 yards and another converted third down on this drive. So the Indians, after going 0 for 3 on their first third down, first three first down challenges, have hit their last two. Three wideouts to the right, one of them is Koszalski. Blake Dunn is in the pistol. Quick toss right side to Segovia. He has a broken field to the 30, 25, 20, 15, out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. Saving tackle by Nick Goodson, or Segovia would have gotten it. Swing pass into the end zone. As it is, the ball goes to the Hartford 13-yard line. 25 yards on the gain and the first down for the Indians. Short, quick passes to help the freshman Dunn out. And he's shown his ability so far as a ninth grader. On both sides of the ball, he had to be pressed into duty as the kicking specialist last week. Back to the T formation goes Saugatuck. First and 10 ball on the right hash. At the 13, up the middle, Koszalski gets to about the 10-yard line. Reyes Lopez and Nick Goodson with the tackle. Gain of three on the play, second down and seven at the Hartford 10. Minute 26 to go. Saugatuck has the ball in the middle of the field and has two timeouts to play with. Wide out to the left goes Austin Phillips. In the pistol is Blake Dunn. In motion left is Segovia. Fumble on the snap. Looks like Hartford might have gotten it. And that's exactly what it is. Turnover, Saugatuck. Bottom of the pile, getting the fumble, is Alexander Hamilton. So Saugatuck's drive is stalled on a turnover. With 1:08 to go in the first half, Saugatuck in glorious scoring opportunity coughs it up on a bad snap. Hamilton recovers the ball on the Hartford 13, first and 10 for the visitors. See if they can capitalize it on first down. Nothing doing on the run to the right. Nick Putzke is there. Andrew Block is there. Miguel Melgoza met him up close and personal. No gain. Second down and 10. Two timeouts left for Dave Janicki. With 50 seconds to go in the first half, he may not want to use them. He might want to continue, come off the momentum of the fumble recovery by Hamilton. And basically run down the clock. Saugatuck has two timeouts, so really cannot kneel on it at this particular point. One wide out way to the left. That is Traver. Pro set. The pitch on the left side goes to Kasper Aviles. Aviles cuts around one tackle, past the 20. Will move the sticks to about the 25-yard line. With 22 seconds to go, it gives Hartford a first down at the 25. And now Janicki will call the one of his two remaining timeouts after the 12-yard gain. Now, we'll see if Janicki will unleash the offense in terms of the passing arm of Nick Goodson. Goodson on the season has rushed for three touchdowns, but has yet to throw a touchdown pass this season. This is only three home games along the Lakeshore tonight. Greg Chandler is over at Zeeland Stadium for the Black opener for Zeeland East as the Chicks are hosting Forest Hills Central. Fenville, the only other team playing at home along the Lakeshore tonight. They're welcoming the Marcellus Wildcats to town. Everybody else on the road, Howland at Northview, Howland Christian at Forest Hills Eastern, West Ottawa at Kennewa Hills, Zeeland West at Cedar Springs, Hamilton at Forest Hills Northern. So the timeout is over. Ball on the right, left hash. Ball on the right hash. First and 10 for Hartford on their own 25-yard line, trying to do something with the 10-7 deficit. The pitch goes left side to Melgoza. Has some open field to the 30-yard line. Tries to string out left. Slowed down by Koenig. Finally knocked out of bounds by Phillips. But not before he gets the ball to the 32-yard line with 14 seconds left. Still some time for Hartford to try to get close. Resin does, the placement kicker. Not certain whether or not he has any decent range. I don't know whether or not Hartford even wants to try it. And we'll get the third and final timeout for Dame Chenecki's Hartford Indians right here. And the Indians trying to capitalize on the fumble recovery. One turnover so far in this game, and that's against Saugatuck. Indians so far have committed the two penalties in this game so far. Based on what my numbers is, yep. So it's not been a smooth sail so far for Bill Dunn's team after pretty much two picture-perfect games execution-wise in the first two outings. Very pleasant night. Homecoming next week. The Bloomingdale Cardinals come in for the home, for the league, for the SAC North opener. Game we'll have for you on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com beginning at 7:40, at 6:40. Meanwhile, the Hartford Wildcats have a tough SAC South opener next week. They have to go down to Waterville to play that spread offense of the Wildcats. No, that's the Marcellus Wildcats, the Waterville Panthers. Three wideouts to the left, one wideout to the right, one man in the backfield, Goodson behind center barking out signals. On first and ten, he'll hand it off to the running back, and nothing going for Mel Goza. They tried to fool him with the spreading out the defense. Not fooled is Andrew Block. That'll end the first half on the two-yard loss, and the first half is over. The Saugatuck Indians, by virtue of a 32-yard field goal from Tanner Nutting, jog off the field with the lead. But it could have been more. It's Saugatuck 10 and Hartford 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.